It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. There are many ways in which we can be courteous when driving. Ways that will not only demand respect, but also will help avoid costly accidents on the road. For example, we can share the road by driving in the proper lane. 9 out of 100 drivers in fatal traffic accidents ignore this rule. We can allow ample clearance when passing. 3 out of 100 drivers in fatal traffic accidents ignore this rule. We can yield the right of way to other drivers and pedestrians. 7 out of 100 drivers in fatal traffic accidents ignore this rule. We can drive within safe speeds. 28 out of 100 drivers in fatal accidents ignore this rule. We can also give proper signals for turns and stops, dim our headlights when meeting or overtaking others, and we can respect all traffic laws and regulations. Yes, make courtesy your code of the road. Traffic safety surveys show that courtesy and common sense when you're at the wheel of your car pay big dividends in reducing accidents and in saving lives. Mr. McGee invited all his friends to a theater party tonight. So, here they are at the Moonbeam Drive-In Theater for the world premiere of Lasso Law, starring Wild Will Wyoming. Admission? $1 for the whole car full.
If I'd got a few more acceptors for my invitation instead of so many people having other things to do, Molly, I'd have borrowed a truck for this theater party, I would.
Well, I think we're all more comfortable in our car, McGee.
Yeah.
Everybody comfortable back there? Can you see all right, Teeny? And you, Doctor?
I'm fine, Molly.
I can see good.
Wimp, you okay?
Yes, thank you. This picture is quite exciting, I think.
How about you, old-timer? Hey, don't go to sleep.
Pipe down, Johnny. I'm trying to concentrate on a picture. Turn up that loudspeaker notch, will
you? Sure.
You say they run off all your cattle, Ma? Well, now, we'll see about that.
You know, he sounds a lot like Les Nelson, our next-door neighbor, McGee.
Yeah, too bad the Nelsons couldn't make it tonight. They're a nice couple of kids, and they would have...
Johnny, they paid some writer fellow a lot of money to think up the speeches them cowpokes are saying, so let's hear them, will you?
Oh, sorry.
They burned down your barn, eh, Shorty? Well, now, we'll see about that.
No, thank you, Mr. McGee. I don't care for any popcorn.
Oh, go on. It's fresh pop. See? I brought along the corn popper and plugged it into the electric outlet.
No, thank you. Every time I look at popcorn, it reminds me of her.
Who, Wallace?
Sweetie Face, my big old wife, Doctor. Her eyes have that same expression, sort of white and glary.
Oh, look, he's getting off his horse.
What you saying, daughter? What you saying?
Shh, quiet.
You say they shot up the church festival, Parson? Well, now, we'll see about that.
Coffee, anyone?
Is it hot?
Sure. I borrowed a baby's bottle warmer from the management when we come in.
Is that why you brought me along, mister? Is that why?
What you mean, Deanie?
So you'd have an excuse to borrow a bottle warmer?
Hmm? No, you just watch the picture, sis. No. You look frontwards.
I'd rather watch the other cars, I betcha.
How about that coffee, McGee?
Here, I have it for you, Doctor. Cream?
Black, thank you. May help keep me awake during this spavined horse opera.
Quiet! What are they saying?
Oh, this is awful corny, Mr. McGee. I want to go ride the seesaw. They got a playground here.
Quiet, Teeny. Let's watch a picture.
I don't want to be quiet.
Teeny, you want me to tell your mama who filled all her salt shakers with sugar and busted the basement window and put the cat in the icebox?
You got me, partner. I'll clam up.
Good.
Yeah. Now maybe I can hear what Wild Will Wyoming is saying to little school marm up there. She's a pretty little... Huh! What's all shooting for? I can't see no shooting on the screen. Is he shooting that pretty little school marm?
No, for Pete's sake.
Take it easy, old-timer. I'm popping some fresh popcorn.
Help yourself, everybody. Here's the melted butter and salt.
Thank you, Molly. I shouldn't be eating any more. It's bad for my figure.
Bad for your figure. bowl of popcorn can't do any more damage to your figure than a kid with a jackknife could do to the Rock of Gibraltar.
Folks, could I make one last request before I stomp out of here as mad as a bear with a sore paw?
Quiet, old-timer. We're trying to hear the pitcher.
You say they passed the water hole, strung up the sheriff, and kicked your dog, eh, Sonny? Well, now, we'll see about that.
This Wild Will Wyoming is beginning to get me a little wild. Why doesn't the silly thing do something instead of galloping off like a wounded buffalo every time?
You wait, daughter. He'll get him. I've saw this boy before, and he ain't afeard of nothing. Look it now. He's getting ready to say something.
I want to get out. I want to go ride on the seesaw.
No, no, Teeny. Stay where you are.
Sit down, Teeny.
I'll crawl over you, Mr. McGee.
Wait. No.
Hey, get off. Get off the horn.
It stopped.
Well, then unstick it, McGee.
What a mess.
I can't hear a thing.
I didn't mean to do it.
Oh, dear. McGee, do something.
I can't. The button's stuck.
Fix it before they throw us out.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
It's dependable, so dependable, and dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
And now here's headline news. The makers of America's most popular television, RCA Victor, have just introduced a brand new line of television sets. They're far and away the best-looking, best-performing TV models since television was invented, with all kinds of exclusive new features. But best of all, the prices are the lowest ever for RCA Victor television. See the new line at your dealer. And remember,
it's dependable, C, so dependable, A, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Remember the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Oh, well, thank goodness that horn's fixed. McGee, put the hood down so we can see what's going on.
I was just going to.
Shucks, I missed a big barroom fight.
Pull out so many wires to get the horn stopped, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the car started again or not. What happened on the screen while I had my back turned?
The man with the black horse hit the man with the white horse.
You mean to say he picked up the white horse and hit the other guy over the head with it?
Oh, no.
Reminds me of the time I was out west. Did you know we used to have square dances on horseback?
Is that so, Mr. McGee?
Yep, Wimp. And I used to do the calling. Horse Caller McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh, please, Johnny, no true confessions now. Let's listen to the picture.
Quiet, everybody.
They kidnapped Miss Rosemary, did they? Well, now, we'll see about that.
I'm thirsty.
What makes you so thirsty all the time?
The popcorn.
Okay, here's a cup of lemonade. Now, what do you say?
More popcorn.
McGee, another batch of corn is popped. Don't you think you should rest a while?
Those guys in the back seat are eating it as fast as I can make it, aren't you?
Well, to tell the truth, it's so crowded back here. Every time someone moves, the popcorn flies out of our hands.
Yes, it must be 4 or 5 inches deep on the floor.
Well, don't worry. There's plenty more. Where'd that come from?
No, McGee, I can't.
Anybody interested in following the progress of this motion picture we expressly come here to view and to listen to? Wonderful invention, talkies. Now, if they'd only invent a muzzle for the audience...
He certainly has a point there.
Shall we all settle down and pay attention?
Sure thing. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Oh, gee, look. The men on the white horses are all chasing the men on the black horses.
Quiet now. This is the big scene.
All my horse, a crumple-eared, sway-backed, spavined old bag of bones, did they? Well, now they have gone too far. I will get that gang, every critter of them, or my name ain't Wild Will Wyoming.
And he'll do it, too. They don't come no braver than that there, hombre. You just watch. Yep. Look, what did I tell you? Go into that box canyon with nothing but a smile on his face and a guitar in his hand. I wouldn't want to be them other fellers.
No, sir, especially when he starts playing that guitar.
You enjoying this, Wimble?
Oh, my, yes. All the shooting and riding and horses and scenery are just peachy keen. The only thing I don't like are the cows. Those big old cows remind me of my big old... Say, where did Mr. McGee go?
Yeah, the dirty little coward. Brings us here to this cactus roundup and then hasn't the courage to face it himself. Probably snuck off to take a nap someplace, and if I knew where, I'd join him.
He left a long time ago and said he'd be back in a jiffy, and...
I tell you, I don't want
him. Listen, that sounds like him.
Well, it is him. Who's he arguing with?
Well, good gracious, whoever it is, they certainly...
Of all the chiseling nerve I ever saw, you got it, mister.
What you mean, nerve? Is there any law against it? That's what I'm asking. You just show me the status of the ordinance that says it's prohibitory by law. You just show it to me.
You just get into your car and drive right out of here, that's all.
Just because you're the manager of this cow pasture, Nickelodeon, don't go throwing your weight around with me, Buster. I'll leave when I'm dad ratted good and ready to leave.
I'll have you towed out of here, so help me, Daryl F. Zanuck.
McGee, Gary, what's all the trouble?
What's the matter, McGee?
Nothing. Don't concern yourself with it, Molly.
Nothing, he says. I'll tell you what all the trouble is.
Shut up. You remember I popped so much popcorn, we had so much left over, I had
well,
to...
Well, this Diamond Jim Brady here not only packs his car with people and gets them all in for a buck, not only brings along his own corn popper and pops popcorn using my electric current, but he pops so much he takes what's left over and starts peddling it to the other cars, offering twice as big a bag for half as much with free butter yet!
Oh, no, McGee.
And I still say, show me the law that says I can't. I know my rights, but...
Fibber and Molly will be right back. If you're going to be out for a spin in the family car tomorrow, here's a word about an NBC program designed just for you. It's called Roadshow, and it stars Bill Cullen. You'll hear the light music you want while driving. Generous portions of that easy-to-take Cullen humor. The latest news as reported by Jim Fleming. And this extra feature to help you along in your trip. All the highway and weather conditions for your area. Wherever you are, Roadshow is the Saturday afternoon program serving you as you drive. And another highlight of your weekend listening on NBC is the Sunday show that brings you the casual Dave Garraway for a two-hour session of music, news, and interviews, all in the unique Garraway manner. The program is called Sunday with Garraway. And if you're familiar with the special Garraway appeal, you know how difficult it is to describe. All we can say is for an enjoyable Sunday evening, listen to Sunday with Garraway.
I don't care what anybody says. I still say we showed them a darn entertaining time.
Entertaining is the word for it.
You betcha.
And different, that's another word for it. In fact, I can think of a lot of words for it. Amazing, humiliating.
When?
When the horn got stuck and everybody stopped looking at the picture and started looking at us. Oh, I must say the sight of you trying to find the right wire to pull and yelling every time you got a shock was a better show than the one on the screen.
You and a couple of live wires get together, you can be sure the sparks will fly.
Oh, my.
Ah. Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Mr. Wimple. Arthur Q. Bryan as Doc Gamble, Bob Easton as Wyoming, and Herb Vigran as the manager. This is John Wald, who wishes you a happy and safe weekend and asks that you be with us again Monday when we hear Fibber, McGee, and Molly.